Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We're studying 2 Peter and the first chapter at the moment. And yesterday we looked at verse 12. Now verse 13 and 14 just really remind us that Peter says that he is not immortal. In other words, he's mortal. And soon he's going to be with his Lord. And he wants us to remember what he has taught, what he has said. So I want to jump down to verse 16 now, and it says this: For we are not making up clever stories when we told you about the powerful coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We saw his majestic splendor with our own eyes. In other words, what is happening here, my Bible titles this little section, Peter's Own Eyewitness Testimony. Beloved, testimony is so very, very important in our lives. And this particular testimony is of great importance. Why? I'm glad you asked that. Simply because Paul never lived among Christ. He never lived with Christ. But Peter did. There was a difference there. Paul met the Lord, we know that. Paul met the Lord on the road to Damascus and had a complete transformation in his life, because beforehand he had been persecuting Christians. He'd been looking for them, to kill them, to persecute them. Whereas Peter had been a disciple all this time, and Peter is now giving you eye testimony. In other words, he saw this with his own eyes. In a courtroom, this sort of testimony would be what a court would need to hear. Testimony to you and I is very, very important, but we don't use our testimony nearly enough. Go with me real quick to Revelation and go to the 12th chapter and verse 11, and you're going to see what it says. It says here, "And they defeated him," that is Satan, "by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony." They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. Right there you can see how important testimony is. Satan was defeated and is defeated, beloved, by testimony. Now you may well say to me, "But David, I don't have any testimony." Every one of us that is born again of the Spirit of God has a testimony. You know why? Because if you think that you don't have a testimony, just think about that moment when you committed your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is testimony in itself, because your life changed from that point. Testimony is vital. And Peter is saying right here, as he's talking to us, Peter is saying right here, you know what? I saw Jesus with my own eyes. I beheld him with my own eyes. He says in verse 16, "For we are not making up clever stories when we told you about the powerful coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We saw his majestic splendor with our own eyes." He goes on. When he received honor and glory from the God the Father, the voice of the majestic glory of God said to him, "This is my dearly beloved Son, who brings me great joy." We ourselves heard that voice from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. You see, he is bearing testimony of Jesus's godliness, the fact that Jesus was the Son of God. Peter is bearing testimony. He happened to be there when Jesus was transfigured in that beautiful way, when he was shining like a star, when he was white. You see, Peter was there when he saw all of these wonderful miracles. He was there when he saw Jesus feed the 5,000 with simply loaves and fishes. Peter was there. He was there the whole time. He was there when Jesus was put to death on the cross. He was there when he saw Jesus come back to life. He was there when he saw Jesus walking on the water, and Peter walked on the water as well. So many of these wonderful testimonies that he has. Peter was there. He saw it with his own eyes. And therefore, it's not a story that is passed down through generation after generation after generation after generation. We know this is true because Peter has seen it. He's written this down. He has recorded it in his two books, 1 Peter and 2 Peter. We know it's true, beloved. Why do we know it's true? Because it's testimony. That's why. Because the word testimony is being used here. I have testimony upon testimony upon testimony upon testimony in my own life. In fact, I have so many that one day I wrote a book called O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. And I bore testimony of what had happened in my life and the miracles that I had seen and the miracles that had happened in my own life. Just one of those was driving from Calais to Switzerland, which was around 1,000 miles, with no oil in my car and no oil pump that worked. And I drove 1,000 miles. That is testimony. That is what God has done in my life. He poured his love down on me for 7 whole days and 7 whole nights. It did not stop. That is testimony. And when I wrote that book, I wrote it because it was a testimony of what Jesus had done in my life. And so when you read it, you know it's true because I'm bearing testimony. The only difference is I'm not standing in a courtroom and saying, I swear by Almighty God that the testimony I will give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. In actual fact, if I were to go to court, I would never swear. I would affirm. Because Jesus said these words. He said, let your yes be yes, and your no be no. Beloved, we all have testimony. But let me tell you this. What on earth is the good of testimony if you don't do anything with it? If you keep it to yourself and don't tell anybody, what good is it? It has no good at all, and I can tell you this, your testimony, if you don't tell anyone, will not defeat Satan. But if you do start to tell people by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, the Bible tells us they overcame him, the evil one, Satan. Revelation 12:11, we've just looked at that. Testimony is so important. And we know that what Peter is saying here is absolutely the truth. He says, for we are not making up clever stories when we told you about the powerful coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We saw his majestic splendor with our own eyes. I'm going to keep talking about testimony on tomorrow's program because I feel it's so, so important. Beloved, let me encourage you today that you have a powerful testimony. You have a powerful testimony. And if you can't find it, just ask Almighty God to reveal it to you. Just say to him, Father, what is my testimony? For I want to share it. I want to overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony that you have given me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.